Welcome, everybody, and I apologize for my continued technical difficulties here. Pete and Nick, welcome. I don't think I've met either of you, but thanks for joining. My name's Matt Stewart. I'm the planning administrator at AMATS, and we have a bunch of other staff members here. Seth, Amelia, Curtis, Matt, Heather, and Jeff. So we had a couple of items on our agenda for today, but of course, as with any of our CIC meetings, like we can discuss any other topics that are of interest. And when we go through our two our when we go through our two items here, if you have any questions, feel free to ask. Feel free to interrupt me or whoever's talking and ask questions. So the two items that we have today are first to talk about our TIP, which is called our Transportation Improvement Program, and then to talk about our draft long-range plan. So these are probably two of the most important things that we do in a 4 to 5 year planning cycle. First item is our Transportation Improvement Program. And with both of these, we're at the draft stage. We're in public involvement right now. So I was just going to go through really quickly what the TIP is and kind of help you navigate that a little bit. Okay, so our TIP, this is something that we update usually every 2 years. It's a 4 year cycle or a 4 year program. And basically what it is the projects that are programmed to advance. These are projects that have been mentioned on our long-range plan. These are projects that have been awarded funding through our funding applications. And so this is just kind of that final step in making it official. And instead of like going into great detail about what the TIP is, thought it might be a little bit more interesting to talk about some of the bigger projects that are on it. So we have kind of like our own projects that we award funding to communities on, but we also have all of the ODOT projects on the freeways are also on the TIP. And so the really big one that's coming up here pretty soon is to do a full reconstruction on the Kenmore leg of Interstate 76. And one of our other big projects that is on the draft TIP is in the city of Greene. Arlington Road is kind of, it's going to be changed. The configuration is going to be changed a lot. There are going to be a couple of new roundabouts. It is going to be an increase in driving lanes, which is a pretty rare thing for an AMATS project. But it'll have two driving lanes in each direction and a median down the middle, couple roundabouts and sidewalks. So that's a big project coming up. We're also doing kind of a unique project in the city of Kent that'll involve a new roundabout that's also being used as kind of a traffic calming device as people come south on Route 43. And it's also the roundabout can kind of function to help people make prevent them from having to take left turns that are difficult to make. They can use that as sort of a U-turn device. So that's another bigger project that we're kind of excited about. On the active transportation side, we receive a certain type of funding called TASA funding that helps fund trail projects and sidewalk projects. So we have a couple of things coming up. One is a new extension of the existing Heartland Trail. Right now, that trail ends kind of right where our planning area starts in northern Wayne County. But this will continue it for another mile or so to Coalbank Road. This is just outside of Marshallville, which is kind of near Doylestown. So it's we cover a little piece of Wayne County, and that's where this is located. And then A third phase of the Rubber City Heritage Trail is going to have some funding on our latest TIP. So phase one was built last fall. Phase two is going to be built pretty soon here, maybe next year. I can't remember, but this phase three will take it further. And the eventual goal with the Rubber City Heritage Trail is to connect into the towpath. So this follows an old rail grade that kind of snaked through the city of Akron and connected all of the different rubber plants that existed in the city. And on the transit side, we have a couple of these are like usual projects every TIP, you know, replacing certain vehicles within the fleet. So both in Metro and Parta, there are some bus replacements. In Metro's case, it's new electric buses. In Parta's case, it's new diesel buses. But those are both part of the TIP. Another thing we have to consider in the TIP is performance measures. This is just kind of a federally required thing that we have to make sure that we're programming projects that help with our roadway condition, with safety, toward making roads less congested. We also have transit performance measures that we need to follow. So that we have a section in the TIP that goes into that. We also have to make sure that any of our projects do not exceed federal standards for air quality. So we have to run certain projects through an air quality analysis to estimate, you know, what the effect is going to be on the environment. Fiscal constraint is a big piece of the TIP. It'll be the same with the plan that we'll talk about in a second, but basically we have to make sure that we're programming projects to fit within the money that we're given. We are allowed to go up a little bit. We call it over programming beyond what we're allocated. The state encourages us to do it, in fact. So all of these projects kind of like fit within the amount of money that we have. And just kind of wrapping up here, public outreach. As I mentioned, we just started that process about, a little over a week ago. And so for the next, until April 11th, we have our public comment period. We encourage people to go onto our website and leave comments. There are forms, electronic forms that can be filled out to give, to provide your comments. And so once public comment's over, we'll be changing anything that we need to, and then we'll be asking our committees to approve the final TIP in May. So that's kind of where we are. So any questions on that?
Thank you for sharing that and for the warm welcome. Can I ask if these slides specifically will be available to review, or if they could be made available?
Sure. Yeah. We definitely can. We could either post them on our website, or if you wanted me to, you know, email you specifically these slides, we'd be happy to do that too.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure. Okay. So, the other item on our agenda, and if you don't mind, I'm going to take a quick drink of water here, is our long-range plan. So what I just talked about is our program. It's projects that are actually occurring. We're saying this is going to happen in the next few years. But this is kind of, the plan is kind of like that earlier process where we're trying to estimate out 25 years what we expect to see. And so right now, AMATS is involved in our long-range plan update, and that's something that we do every 4 years in the Akron area. Some areas have to do that every 5 years. Most areas do it every 4 years, but it is a federally required thing that MPOs have to do. They have to have a long-range plan that goes out at least 20 years. And just like with the TIP, it has to be fiscally constrained. And that gets a little different with this general plan here. Basically, when we say fiscally constrained, it's based on the amount of money that we think we will receive based on kind of how things are going right now. If you're interested in the details on that, Appendix B of the long range plan, which is posted online, kind of goes into how that comes together and where we get our funding estimates from. So with our long range plan, we have kind of goals that underlie the plan, things that we want to achieve. And so we have 6 goals. These are actually the same goals that we had with our last long range plan update 4 years ago. And pretty straightforward, what you'd expect. We want to make sure that our transportation system is safe, that we're maintaining the assets that we have, that we're making a system for all users, not just vehicles, but pedestrians, bicyclists, transit riders. So those are the kinds of things that kind of form the basis for this plan. So the goals are discussed in section 2 of the long range plan. The other thing I wanted to say that, you know, when we're kind of talking about building the foundation of the plan, AMETS has several what we call input documents or needs reports that we prepare kind of within the planning cycle. So all of these documents that you see on the screen here are things reports that we have written in the last year or two, kind of all of these inform the long range plan. They all have recommendations within them or give us a sense of where we're headed or what the costs of things are going to be. And so we take all of the information in those, we think about the goals that I just talked about, and we also do a lot of outreach with our communities and other members that, you know, have projects to make sure we understand what's most important to them. And that's how we eventually arrive at recommendations. And that's what I'm going to talk about in just a second. But I did want to say, like, if you have a chance to check out the Transportation Outlook 2050 online, you'll see section four, we go into kind of a detailed look at all of our modes of transportation and kind of talk about what's occurring, what our current conditions are, how we want to improve things. And then eventually we get to section 6 here, which is our recommendations chapter. And for this, we broke it into kind of 3 areas of recommendations. So highways, which is really all roadways. So that can include actual freeways, but even our lesser roads, like our collector roads and arterial roads, would be under highway recommendations. We also have transit recommendations and then bicycle and pedestrian recommendations. So the points you see on here, these are like what I would call general recommendations. We have a handful of those for each of those categories. And then we get into specific recommendations. By meeting with our communities, we've outlined 47 specific projects. These are kind of larger scale projects. Most of these start, you know, probably around $1 million. And many of these are multi-million dollar projects. So these are the larger, I guess what I would call road changing projects that we would like to do in the next 25 years. This doesn't include road resurfacings. This doesn't even include most road reconstruction projects. Basically, anything that's substantially changing a roadway in some form is on this map here. And so, again, this is all in Section 6 of the Long Range Plan. On the transit side, it's kind of similar. A lot of that money that goes into transit goes into replacing vehicles in a fleet or operating the transit service. Those are the kinds of things that we're looking at with our specific projects, which I don't have a slide on specific projects. But we also know where we want to head with transit based on the transit plan that was done earlier this year. And so we have 4 goals here that kind of echo the goals that were in the transit plan. We just kind of consolidated and kind of put them into these categories here. And so that'll represent $2.5 billion $1,000 over the life of the plan is what we expect. And then finally, the bike and ped recommendations. We sometimes call that active transportation. So that would include bikes, walking, even micro mobility like e-scooters. And so we have our handful of goals here. A lot of these tie into the highway goals. Like we want to be creating a network where you have roadways where all modes of transportation can be and can interact. So we have those six general recommendations. And then when we get into specific recommendations, we have most of these are shared use paths or bike trails that would exist throughout the area, including a lot of totally new connections, new shorter trails that hopefully eventually will connect into like the towpath or the portage trail. So we have a handful of new trails or extensions of existing trails. So a lot of pretty exciting projects there. And we estimate that with our funding, with our federal funding through TASA, the Transportation Alternatives Program, we're estimating about $35 million in infrastructure investments toward these networks. So similar to the TIP that I just talked about, we have a concurrent public involvement period for the plan. And our public involvement's a little bit, I guess, more in depth with the long-range plan here. In addition to talking about it here and having the online comment forms, we also are going to schedule two public meetings, the first of which will be at the Akron Library on April 2nd. And I believe both meetings are at 5:30 p.m. So April 2nd at the Akron Library, and then April 3rd at the Kent Free Library, both at 5:30. So, I would certainly encourage any of you, share any comments you have tonight for sure, but also would steer you toward our online comment form, or if you really want to get more detail about any of this, certainly come to one of those meetings. But that's just kind of a brief overview of our plan. Once the public involvement period ends in April 11th, you know, we'll make those final changes to the plan. We'll consider any comments that we have and, you know, how we react to them, and then make those changes and make the document prettier, and then approve it in May. So that's kind of where that is. Any questions about the long range plan? Okay. Well, with that said, that's all we had on our agenda. But Pete or Nick, if either of you have any questions or like topics that you want to bring up for the group, we'd love to hear them. Yeah, Pete, you're muted, so I can't hear you yet.
Wait a minute, here we go. All right, I'm good now.
Okay.
I thought you'd muted me on your end. No, I just wanted to introduce myself. I am a trail analyst and ambassador volunteer for Portage Parks, and I also have a little website that I operate as a hobby that's just called bikeportage.com. So I kind of keep track of all the trail developments and try to put information up about them as they happen and look for friendly roads that connect them. So that's kind of where my interest is. I was wondering Great. If there was a time frame on the Rubber City Trail at all as to when those next steps were going to be taken there.
I can't remember what year construction for phase three is in, but I think phase two construction is next year, I think. I think it's either six or seven phases before it connects to the towpath. So that'll be a while, but right now there's about a mile of trail down, and I think the new phase will be probably 3/4 of a mile would be my guess.
Is that continuing south from the current segment?
No, all of, so right now it ends like right in the center of Middlebury, like at Arlington Road and Market and Exchange, where all those roads come together. This will, if you're familiar with the area, it will continue behind Dave's Supermarket. So I guess that'd be kind of continuing to the west, and it kind of to the northwest. And then the track curves back down and goes southwest from there.
Oh, okay. Got it.
So basically all the phases will be generally westward, but it's kind of northwest, southwest, due west, depending on where you are.
Okay.
There, sure, yeah. There aren't any specific plans to do anything to the east. I know earlier it's been floated, like eventually expanding that through Goodyear's newer headquarters and connecting to another trail that's kind of in development called the Spartan Trail that goes through Lake Moore and Springfield Township. But I think the goal with the city of Akron is really to continue it to the west and connect it to the towpath. And now that you mentioned who you are, I think you commented on our active transportation plan, because I remember we got a lot of good comments.
Was that the map where you would click on things on the map?
Mm-hmm. And then... Yeah.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah, and you had a lot of really good comments in the Kent area, I remember. Oh, nice. So yeah, it's good to put a face to the name. So yeah, I'm really glad you're here, and we certainly very strongly support trails and wish we could do more to fund them beyond what we already do. But I think the good news is a lot of our community, it's not just like a wish list thing for most communities now. Most people like really want to prioritize trails, and we're starting to see that snowball effect. So it's pretty cool.
Do you have any information on when the Ravenna Road Bridge reconstruction is going to happen in terms of a time frame? I know it's this year, but that's all I know.
Well, it actually just, and that was one of our actions at our earlier, our technical advisory committee meeting today. I think we had to push that, or maybe that wasn't one of the actions, but anyway, it just got pushed to 2026 because there are still issues with the railroad. Railroads are notorious for holding up projects. And I think Portage County Engineering was pretty far along in it, but the right of way with the railroad is still being negotiated. So I think it's into next year now.
That's okay. That's a hilly detour.
So, and you might be, you said you're in Portage County. Are you like in Ravenna or Kent or?
I'm on the outskirts of Kent. We're actually in Franklin Township, but we're in that area that's between the university and the stadium.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know if you're familiar with the Lake Rockwell Trail that Kent wants to build along the Akron waterline.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a great idea. Yeah.
Yeah. So we talk about that, or that's one of our recommendations in the plan. And then eventually continue that through the old Oak Knolls golf course that Davey owns now. They're kind of building some more headquarters or buildings back there. And so that would eventually connect to the trail that eventually becomes the bike and hike trail in Summit County.
Is there any thought on where that Lake Rockwell Trail will connect through the Riverbend community? It looks to me like the logical way is to go through what they call the Arboretum there.
Yeah, no, I think. So the trail that's south of Riverbend won't connect to the eventual trail that's to the north there, directly right there, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, right now we cut through, you know, the main drag through Riverbend to get to a trail access.
Yeah.
So if we're trying to ride from the Franklin Connector, which is part of the connected to the Summit bike and hike, if we ride down, cut through the high school, go over, we have to ride through Riverbend. But I'm not sure if perhaps they're talking about developing that section through Davie first. And my question is really about where does that, does that intersect with the main drag through Riverbend, or does it come in to Riverbend through some other way?
I can't remember, or I guess I just don't know the exact alignment of how that all will work. I know that generally it follows the Akron waterline right of way. And I know that that cuts through the high school's property, and then I think it crosses 43 pretty close to that. So it might be near the Arboretum there.
It's pretty much the same area.
Yeah, I don't know exactly at what point that trail will cut into Route 43 and then cross it. Do you remember, Curtis? Yeah.
I was looking at the map and I trying to remember. The stuff I remember is the stuff that it goes along Majors and then goes up to the high school.
Right.
But that's where I kind of lose my memory of what's going on. And with the development and project on 43, I'm not sure if that's the plan, is to tie it into that with, you know, the roundabout potentially at 43 and the Davie. I mean, it would seem like it would be logical that they would do that, but I don't know for sure at this point.
And it's also possible that a final alignment hasn't been, you know, determined for sure. I know Kent has done some planning on it, and I've seen, you know, poster boards with, you know, potential alignments on it and typical sections and stuff like that. But I don't know how, like, solidified where it crosses.
Yeah, the right-of-way goes right between the school buildings. It goes right between Stanton and Roosevelt. I think the early plans that I saw showed them routing it around the front of the school, so it would parallel 43 for some period of time.
Okay. And that's kind of what I was guessing. I seem to recall that somehow the project that I talked about during the TIP, the North Manaway Street with the new roundabout, I seem to recall that somehow the future trail was tied into that project in that vicinity. Yeah. But I think that'll be really nice. It's supposed to then go into Davie's property that's east of Route 43, that used to be the Oak Knolls Golf Course. And I know Davie's building like a new arboretum through there. So that should be a pretty interesting trail, I think.
Yeah, it should connect up to that bog property that Portage Parks has as well.
Oh, okay. I don't know about that. Off of Seasons Road?
Well, there's a property right behind the Akron Water Plant that Portage Park owns that is a bog. Okay. And right now you really can't access it. But if they are able to extend the Franklin Connector further east, that will come in roughly to that area as well.
Okay. Yeah, and I think that's the general vicinity of where that's supposed to go, so that'll be neat.
So. Okay, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you, Pete. Any other questions, or Nick, do you have any questions or anything you want to talk about, any other transportation issues?
No, I appreciate it. Just to give you some background, I'm here documenting the meeting for Signal Akron, just to concise. That's why I asked for the slides, just to help get the important work that you're sharing out to people in a more concise manner.
Yeah. Do you have, if you want to either shoot in the chat your email, I can email those to you for sure.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I'm sure other people will as well.
Okay, well, stay tuned with all of this. If anyone's interested, we'll be in Kent on April 3rd and Akron on April 2nd at our public meetings. And certainly, Nick, like if you do a write-up, you know, definitely share. I know Ariel already talked a little bit about the plan in her article, but anything you could do to help drum up support for our public meetings, certainly appreciate that. But with that, I think that's all that's on our agenda. And in May, we'll be hopefully approving both the TIP and the Transportation Outlook 2050.
So, yeah, thank you guys for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you all very much.
All right. Good night.
Thanks. Have a good night.